This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. It's time to speak out at DOE's surplus plutonium hearings in Carlsbad and Los Alamos. On Tuesday, January 24th and Thursday, January 26th, the Department of Energy will hold in-person public hearings in Carlsbad and Los Alamos, respectively, about their plans to handle, treat, and dispose of surplus plutonium in New Mexico. On Monday, January 30th, DOE will also hold a virtual public hearing about these plans to ship 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium in the form of plutonium pits, or the triggers, and non-pit plutonium for nuclear weapons to process at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and dispose at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. This is DOE's sixth attempt to address how to handle surplus plutonium so that it could no longer be used in nuclear weapons. DOE's plan is found in the draft Surplus Plutonium Disposition Program Environmental Impact Statement, EIS, which is open for public comment until February 14th. Previous DOE attempts did not include LANL and WIP. That has changed. LANL and WIP are now DOE's targets. Since 1994, DOE has spent billions of dollars and held dozens of public meetings and hearings about how to prevent access to surplus plutonium. Immobilization is one method. But in 2002, DOE canceled the immobilization program, quote, due to budgetary constraints, end quote, even though thousands of public comments supported immobilization of all the plutonium. You can tell DOE three things at the hearings. First, no additional plutonium should be brought to LANL. Second, WIP has a limited mission and does not have the capacity for all the surplus plutonium. Lastly, DOE must immobilize and safely store the plutonium until technically sound, suitable disposition facilities are available. The first public hearing is in Carlsbad on Tuesday, January 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time at the Carousel House at the Pecos River Village Conference Center, 711 Muscatel Avenue. The second public hearing is in Los Alamos on Thursday, January 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Fuller Lodge, 2132 Central Avenue. A virtual public hearing will take place on Monday, January 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, if approved, DOE's surplus plutonium plans will forever change New Mexico. Current DOE plans would keep WIP open until at least 2080 for the increased plutonium waste generated from expanded plutonium work at LANL. It's time to speak out about DOE's plans, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to support our work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.